Time is money. 4. Stand up and be counted. Lack of time is actually lack of priorities. You must know what your priorities are. Priorities are more than a daily or weekly to-do list. Rather, they refer to those things that are most important to us professionally and personally. They guide us as we establish a set of goals and develop a framework with which to accomplish them. And as we remain focused on our priorities, they also help us continue to make necessary adjustments in order to reach our goals. Being at the top of their game is a major priority for many people, and it has been for me since the day I entered the workforce at age 16. As I tell most people, my number one rule is, don't be number two. However, part of that is developing patience and improving incrementally until you've reached the highest possible mark. Early on, I realized that it's not always about being the best. It's about being better than you were yesterday. One of my other early priorities was to not be the smartest person in the room. I always wanted to be open-minded, willing to learn whatever I could from mentors and fellow employees. Early on, I realized that it's not always about being the best. It's about being better than you were yesterday. Brain surgeon Ben Carson's mother made her son's education a priority. Sonia Carson was an illiterate woman with only a third-grade education who married at age 13. She later found herself a single mother raising her son in poverty. Wanting more for Ben, she insisted he read 2 books per week. Her priorities became his, and he went on to earn a medical degree, publish several books, and even make a bid for the presidency of the United States. Sonia Carson used a library card to raise a brain surgeon. Never underestimate the power of the human mind. Dreams don't work unless you do. Abraham Lincoln's determination and perseverance is another excellent example of focused priorities. In addition to ending the Civil War, Lincoln's number one priority was ending slavery. As the war continued, his obsession with ending slavery included 1863's Emancipation Proclamation, using the U.S. Army to protect escaped slaves, encouraging border states to outlaw slavery, and prompting Congress to enact the 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. He fought critics in both parties who either didn't support his mission or were skeptical that he could accomplish it. Lincoln remained true to his priorities. Our priorities certainly evolve. As a newly arrived immigrant to America, my main priority was fitting in with my high school classmates. Later, it was graduating from college and finding business success, then establishing my own firm and ensuring that it would thrive rather than simply survive during difficult times. We often hear people say, get your priorities straight, meaning that they may question someone else's values. But I believe that should only apply to unprofessional or otherwise poor behavior. I'm usually most inspired by those who have developed a set of ethical principles and don't let others dictate what their priorities should be. As I often tell people, don't worry about what I'm doing. Just worry about what you're not doing. And remember that the difference between excellence and mediocrity is commitment.